Good evening. As the fires once again cast fear and anxiety on our community, we gather this evening to cast our troubles on Jesus, and in God find a peace that surpasses all understanding, so that in that peace we might be strengthened for the days ahead to support one another on the journey that is before us. I invite you to join us in singing along on Holden Evening Prayer. You'll notice in the description of this video, there is a link where you can find a PDF of Holden Evening Prayer so you can sing along. You'll also notice beneath that is Psalm 121, which will be our reading for tonight. I thank Bill and Carolyn Keyes for leading us in tonight's worship.
Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world.
The light no darkness can overcome.
Stay with us now, for it is evening,
and the day is almost over. And shine within your people here. Joyous light of heavenly glory, loving glow of God's own face, you who sing creation's story, shine on every land and grace.
Though our feeling falls around us, we shall raise ourselves through.
God of daybreak, God of shadows, come and light our hearts anew. In the stars that grace the darkness, in the blazing sun of dawn, of the light of peace and wisdom, we can hear your quiet song.
Love that fills the night with wonder, love that warms the weary soul,
love that burns all chains asunder, set us free and make us whole. You who made the heaven's splendor, every dancing star of light, make us shine with gentle justice, let us each reflect your light.
Mighty God of all creation, gentle voice to lights our way,
loving Spirit of salvation, lead us on to endless days.
May God be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us sing our thanks to God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise. Blessed are you, Creator of the universe. From all you have led your people by night and day. May the light of your Christ make our darkness bright. For your word and your presence are the light of our pathways, and you are the light and life of all creation. Amen.
incense before you, the lifting up of my hands as an offering to you. Oh God, I call to you, come to me. Oh, hear my voice when I cry to you. Let my prayer rise up like incense before you, the lifting up of my hands as an offering to you. Keep watch within a sky, keep in my heart may the light of your love be burning bright. Let my prayer rise up like incense before you, the lifting up of my hands as an offering. All praise to the God of all, Creator of life. All praise be to Christ and the Spirit of God. Let my prayer rise up like incense before you, the lifting up of my hands as an offering to you.
May our prayers come before you, O God, as incense. And may your presence surround and fill us, so that in union with all creation, we might sing your praise and your love in our lives. Amen. Psalm 121. And before I read it, it's worth noting that decades ago, a group of leaders from many different denominations gathered together and set a rhythm for our churches, a rhythm of scriptures to pray each day. And those many decades ago, they chose for this very day, Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where will my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. God will not let your foot be moved. The one who keeps you will not slumber. God who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. God will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time on and forevermore. Amen. I lift my eyes to the hills. It's a pilgrim's prayer. You see, 3,000 years ago, Hebrew people would walk for days to climb up the hills leading to Mount Zion, to Jerusalem, to the sanctuary that Solomon had built. And yet, as this pilgrim looks to those hills that contain the sanctuary in which he has so much hope, his hope and his joy turn to fear because he sees those same hills and he recognizes the dangers in the journey ahead. He knows those hills contain dangers for him. Today, many of us have lifted our eyes to the hills. Hills, which for many of us have been a place of sanctuary, a place where some of us have built our homes, a place where some of us have sought sanctuary away from our homes, myself included. And yet today, as we lift our eyes to those hills, our joy and our hope turns to fear as we see from those hills fire and ash and destruction. And perhaps we think to ourselves, has our sanctuary become unsafe? It is a thought that can make us waver in our journey, that can cause us to lose sleep, to stumble, to drag our feet, to want to lie down and give up. The pilgrim psalmist knows this. And so the pilgrim psalmist asks, from where does my help come? But even as the pilgrim psalmist heads towards the hills in search of God's sanctuary, the psalmist says, my help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. For the psalmist knows that no matter how great the power of destruction that those hills contain, it is nothing compared to the power of creation that the God who made them contains. And the psalmist knows that no matter how great the sanctuary that those hills contain, it is nothing compared to the sanctuary that we have in the God who created those hills. The psalmist's statement of faith is true and it is bold, and yet the very reason we go on pilgrimages, the very reason that we gather in sanctuaries, be they churches or forests or our homes, is that sometimes we need external assurances to strengthen our internal faith. The pilgrim needs to be in the sanctuary in order to have the strength and courage to journey to the sanctuary. But to free us from this catch-22, the pilgrim psalmist gives us a sanctuary. The pilgrim psalmist builds us a sanctuary not out of wood and stone, but out of the very substance with which God built the universe, with words. You see, three quarters of Psalm 121 are a blessing, a benediction to send us forth. But this blessing is for us a divine sanctuary, a place where we might be reassured of God's presence and strength and peace. It is a sanctuary built to go wherever we may need to travel. And it even has four sides and a roof. The first side of this sanctuary built of blessings is the blessing that God will not let our feet stumble. And so may we not be afraid to take a step forward. The second side of the sanctuary built of blessings is that God neither slumbers nor sleeps. Right now, in our worries and anxiety, it is easy to stay up all night because some part of us thinks that we have to keep watch, we have to think through all the problems. But the truth is, we need rest. God doesn't. God will stay awake so that we don't have to, so that we can sleep and be rested for the journey ahead. The third side of this sanctuary of blessings is the blessing that God will be our shade. We know all too well how hard it is to do anything in the midday summer sun. And yet, God's presence is for us a shade that lets us journey on no matter how hot the heat gets. And the fourth wall is the blessing to protect us from evil. It is the reassurance that no matter what those voices who try to diminish or despair us or tell us that we are not strong enough for the road ahead might say, they do not have a claim on our life. It is God alone who keeps us. And over these four walls, there is a roof of blessings on our going out and on our coming in. For you see, on the journey that we have on this earth, it is not just one stop to which we are going, but many. In our lives, we will encounter many sanctuaries in which we find God's strength. But over each and every one of them is God's blessing over all our journeys. And so these four walls, a blessing that our feet will not stumble so that we might walk forward. The blessing that God does not sleep so that we might. The blessing that God is our shade so we might walk through the hottest heat. The blessing that God alone keeps our lives and evil has no claim. And the blessings on our going outs and on our coming in, these are a sanctuary built for us 3,000 years ago. Built for pilgrims like you and like me in search of a sanctuary, but unsure if we have the strength to find it. It is a sanctuary that has lasted this long. It has not crumbled or burned because this sanctuary is built out of God's eternal word. It is a sanctuary of prayer. Prayer for pilgrims climbing up the hills to Mount Zion. A prayer for firefighters climbing up the hills of the Sierras. It is a prayer for families fleeing those hills, and it is a prayer for pilgrims like you and like me who wonder where we will find the strength to make it through the days ahead. We are pilgrims, but our sanctuary is already with us. And so, may we find in its strength to walk the way of Jesus together. And may you hear the words of this benediction, the words of this sanctuary, to give you peace this night. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where will my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. God will not let your foot be moved. The one who keeps you will not slumber. God who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. God will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time on and forevermore. Amen.
Said to her, rejoice, O highly favored, for God is with you. You shall bear a child, and his name shall be Jesus, the chosen. loved by God, I live to do your will. My soul proclaims your greatness, O God, and my spirit rejoices in you. You have looked with love on your servant here, and blessed me all my life through. Great and mighty are you, O Holy One, strong is your kindness, evermore. Oh, you favored, O weak and lowly one, humbly the proud of heart. You have passed the mighty ground from their thrones and uplifted the humble of heart. You have filled the hungry with wondrous things and left the wealthy more poor. Great and mighty are you, O faithful one, strong is your justice, strong your love. As you promised to Sarah and Abraham, kindness forevermore. My soul proclaims your greatness, O God, and my spirit rejoices in you. You have looked with love on your servants and blessed me all my life.
With all those awake this night, watch, O Lord, with all those who sleep. Give your angels and saints charge over all who sleep.
And your healing hands
in your love, Lord.
Rest your weary bones
in your love, Lord. In your love, O Lord, watch, O Lord, with all those awake this night. Watch, O Lord, with all those who weep. Give your angels and saints charge over all who sleep. Soothe your suffering ones. Heal afflicted ones
in your love, Lord.
Shield your joyous ones
in your love, O Lord.
With all those awake this night, watch, O Lord, with all those who grieve. Give your angels and saints charge over.
In your love, O Lord,
our Lord. when all those awake this night. Watch, O Lord, with all those who weep. Give your angels and saints charge over us.
Let us pray. Great and merciful God, source and ground of all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all understanding and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord God.
Praise and thanks to you. May God, Creator, bless us and keep us. May Christ be ever light for our lives. May the Spirit of love be our guide and path for all of our days.